praise the Lord. God bless you, Happy and Radio Land. At this time, we want to turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord. We want to go into a word of prayer because we know that prayer changes things. As we bow our heads or wherever you may be, if you're in your home, you can bow your head. If you're in your car, you can pull over on the side of the road while we pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, thanking you for one more day and one more chance to pray and send up our prayers and our communication unto you. We thank you, O Lord, for all that you have done. We thank you for this radio broadcast. We thank you for every listener. We thank you for all that you're doing, Lord. We pray that you move today, Lord. Pray that you will bind Satan and his works. Cast him out today, Lord. Let your spirit prevail. Let thy blood cover, O Lord. Bind the works of the devil, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we know you're able, Lord. We know all power is in thy hand. We are depending on you today. We are looking to you, the author and finisher of our faith. Our trust is in you. Our confidence is in you today, Lord. Oh, my God, we are waiting on you. Looking to you, Jesus. We know thou art deliverer. We know you're able, Jesus, to work everything out. You know every situation. We pray that you go into the homes, into the hospitals, into the institutions. We want you to touch right now, Lord. Save, Lord. Heal, Jesus. Have mercy today, Lord. Look on the bereaved families. Have mercy on them, O Lord. Help them, Jesus. Comfort their souls. Oh, my God, console them. Help them to look to you and trust in you and take you at your word, O Lord. We know you're able to take them through. You know all about it, Lord. Fix it today, Lord. Make a way out of no way. Open up a door that is closed. Work the situation out, Lord. Have mercy, O Lord. Save the unsaved. Heal, Lord, and deliver, Lord. We know thou art a deliverer, Jesus. Heal the cancer, O Lord. Those, O Lord, who are suffering from a stroke, Lord, we want you to touch them, Lord. Touch and heal and deliver, Lord. Thou art a deliverer. Oh, my God, have mercy today, Lord. Jesus, we're waiting. We're trusting in you. Lord, our faith looks up to you today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bless us today, Lord. Cause your face to shine upon us. Help us, oh, Lord. We need thy help. We need you, Lord, to come to our rescue. To touch us, O Lord, to strengthen, O Lord, encourage your people today, Lord. Look on the listeners, O Lord. Touch them right now, Lord. You know their situation. You know all about them. You're able to make a way out of no way, O Lord. Jesus, move, Jesus, by your spirit, O Lord. Jesus, we're dependent on you. We're calling on you, Lord. Jesus, your name is a strong tower. You said the righteous run into it, and they are safe. Lord, we believe your word. We take you at your word today, Lord. We know you cannot fail. We know you cannot lie, Lord. You'll do just what you said you would do. We're dependent on that, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Bless thy holy name today, Lord. We give glory and honor to thy name. We know, Lord, that you are able, Lord, to work every situation out, Lord. You know all about it, Lord. Jesus, move for your people, Lord. Strengthen your people. Help your people to stand. Help them to go through, Lord. Help them to endure, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, those who are disencouraged, we pray that you touch them right now. Encourage their hearts. Those that are cast down, we pray, Lord, in you and take your word, for your word cannot fail. In the name of Jesus, let today, oh Lord, send thy word, send thine anointing, oh Lord. Look on the speaker of the hour, have thine own way. Speak through, oh Lord, send thy word, oh Lord. Help us receive thy word. In the name of Jesus, now, Lord, we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, realizing we can do nothing without you, and realize we are nothing without you, Lord. We need you to go with us every step of the way, Lord. Lead and guide us, direct our path. We acknowledge you in all of our ways. Have thine own way. Stop the mouths of lions. In the name of Jesus, find an evil work, Lord. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Oh, my God, we pray that you will send your people everywhere. Look on your people throughout the land. We want you to touch them, oh, Lord. Help them to endure. Help them to go through, oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for this prayer. We thank you, O Lord, and we give glory and honor to thy name. This prayer we pray, O Lord, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for that prayer. Coming to Evangelist Maybell. And praise the Lord and God bless you all. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with your host today, Evangelist Khadija Hameen. We thank God for all of those on the broadcast today, for Pastor Sheila Hameen, the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple in Baltimore, Maryland, which is a branch of our Mother Church Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, where our president, Pastor Richard Jackson Jr., is the pastor and Northern District Overseer, and Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr., our vice president, is the Southern District Overseer and pastor of Victory Temple in Jacksonville, Florida. So on today's show with me, we have Evangelist Sheila Hameen. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
God bless you.
And then we also have Evangelist Maybell Edmond, who led that beautiful opening prayer. And, God bless you, Evangelist May.
God bless you.
Amen. And she's from our headquarters church, Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey. So right now we are going to read our opening scripture, and it's taken from the 124th number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. That's the 124th number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. And I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. And it reads, "If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who has not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken, and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth." Thank God for the reading of his word, the 124th number of Psalms, the first throughout the 8 verses throughout its entirety. And I just want to give some announcements. So if anyone would like a copy of tonight's broadcast or any broadcast that has gone forth, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/My King's Service. Title One School, and one is O-N-E. You may also email us at prayerworksministry, the number 100 at gmail.com. So that's prayerworksministry100 at gmail.com. And to tune in by phone every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. and Fridays at 7 o'clock p.m., you may call 319-527-6763. Again, that's 319-27-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/My King's Service, Title One School. And we want to continue to pray for Deacon Johnny Valentine, a special prayer for him We want to continue to pray for Angela Setti Jr., Curtis Berry, Larnice Holmes, Minister Troy Johnson, Samuel Anderson, Celeste Hall, Andrew Hall, Tammy Ryan, Sister Cheryl Edmond, as well as all of the bereaved families, anyone whose name I felt to mention, and individuals who have been on our prayer list before. I have not taken your name off, so those names are still on our prayer list, so we continue to pray for them. But if I haven't mentioned your name, we have not taken you off of the prayer list. And if you're looking to support other ministries or you just need something to help you get through the week, every Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbreth Ministry of Hope is on. The phone number is 602-580-9377, and the access code is 567-2574. And I believe that today is actually Evangelist Martha's birthday, so happy birthday to her. And the phone number is, Missionary Rebecca Ingram and Missionary Myrtle Huff host their prayer line on Thursday at 6 o'clock p.m. Their phone number is 978-990-5337. The access code is 346-9155. Elderberry Johnson can be seen on YouTube, so if you go on YouTube and type in Elderberry Johnson, you will see videos from him. Pastor Robert Huff can be heard on Saturdays at 1 o'clock p.m. on WZ Like Dog, E Like Elephant X, 1430 or 1340 in North Carolina only right now. Ministry Emmanuel Hoges teams up with Evangelist Annette Bradley on the Prayer News Network at 9 o'clock p.m. every night. The phone number is 339-209-6891. And Grace Temple hosts Sunday evening service at 6 o'clock p.m. teleconference. The call-in number is 720-740-40, and the access code is 182-7631, and the pastor is Elder Jerry Bennett. And if you would like me to list any new ministries, please feel free to go on our website and leave them in the comment section of tonight's broadcast. You can also leave your name, be added to the prayer list. And any petition you might have, if you want to tell a testimony, you can also text us at 410-209-7503. Again, if you want to tell a testimony, if you want to send some encouraging words, the phone number to text is 410-209-7503. And if you would like to send us postal mail, our address is P.O. Box 271-48, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. And those are all the announcements that I have. And I just want to sing a little portion of this song. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me where would I be? Where would I be? If it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me where would I be? Where would I be? He kept my enemies away. He let the sun shine through a cloudy day. Oh, he rocked me in a cradle of his arms when he knew I'd been battered and scorned. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me where would I be? Where would I be? He kept my enemies away. He left the sun shine through a cloudy day. Oh, he rocks me in the cradle of his arms when he knew I'd been battered and scorned. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me where would I be? Where would I be? Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to tone the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Mabel Edmond, that she may have words and introduce our speaker.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for that song. If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, some of us, we would have been swallowed up by the devil. But we thank God for his mercy and his love. We thank God for his keeping power, for his sustaining power and love toward his people. Oh, my God, I tell you, God is a good God. He's a merciful God. We don't even we don't receive what we deserve of the Lord. I'm telling the Lord, he has been so good to us. He could have allowed us to be swept up in the hands of the devil. But I believe that the children of Israel, the Lord delivered them out of the land of bondage so that they could go forth and praise the name of the Lord. So the psalmist David was saying, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, when men rose up against us, glory to God, then they had swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against us. But the hand of the Lord kept us, and he kept the children of Israel. Very encouraging scripture at this time that we are living in. I tell you, so much going on, and Satan is raging on every hand, and discouragement, and so many things are happening, but the Lord is on our side. If God be for us, who can be against us? We are in the hands of the Lord. And we thank God for that beautiful passage of scriptures and for the song. It all ties in. It all works together. And I'm so thankful for the word of God and for the song. And now, at this time, we're going to present to you the speaker of the hour in the person of Pastor Sheila Hameen, who will bring us the word of God. God bless you, Pastor Sheila.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I give honor to God, giving honor to whom honor is due, Lord, for this broadcast and allowing us to be on the air one more time. We thank God for all of you who have tuned in on this afternoon. I thank God for that beautiful opening prayer and the touch from the Lord. Thank God for the scripture that was read and also for the song that was sang. Praise God. I tell you, today is the day that the Lord has made, and I am rejoicing. Amen. And I'm glad in this day. Praise the Lord, because this is another day that the Lord has allowed us to be alive, and it wasn't promised to us. It's not something that we deserve, but thank God that we are still here and we can give thanks to the Lord. Hallelujah. I thank God because he looked down on me one day and he saw that I needed a Savior. Oh, praise the Lord.
Yes.
He had mercy on me. He looked beyond all of my faults, and he saw my needs. He saw that I was poor and needy, and that I needed him in my life. Glory to God. And I'm so glad he had mercy on me. He forgave my sin.
Amen.
He came into my life. He sanctified me, cleaned me up. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. He made something beautiful out of my life. Oh, praise God. And he filled me with the Holy Ghost and gave me a mind and a determination to go all the way. Oh, thank you, Lord. And I'm so glad that the Lord has been with me down through the years. I'm so glad that the Lord is my keeper. If it had not been for the Lord, I don't know where I would be. But because of his grace, I'm still here, and I thank him. I haven't been perfect all the years, but I thank him for being so merciful and forgiving me and helping me. Oh, praise the Lord. And
Amen.
I still have a mind to continue on with the Lord. Praise God. I just thank the Lord. My soul is happy, and I'm thankful to the Lord. I'm just giving God praise because I need to take the time out every now and then and just send up a praise, glory to God, because
yes.
God is worthy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise
the Lord. When I look
Jesus.
Back
thank
over
you,
my
Lord.
Life and I think things over, oh, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. My soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God
hallelujah.
For saving me. Oh, thank you, Lord. It's a blessing to be on the Lord's side. Amen. Praise God. I just thank God for the broadcast thus far. And at this time, let us prepare to go to the Word of God. And if you want to get your Bibles, I'll be reading from the King James Version Bible. And let us pray at this moment. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We bless your holy name. We come before you, Lord, asking that you will speak to us, that you will minister unto us the things that we stand in need of. Send forth your word, O God, and let your word reach every hearer, Lord. And he that has an ear to hear, let him hear your word, Lord. Oh, God, those who desire to have that ear, to be able to hear when you speak unto them, give them the ear that they may hear your voice. In the name of Jesus, we believe you right now, oh God, and we are taking you at your word, and we count it as done, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, I would like to focus on the book of St. Luke, the 18th chapter, verses 1 through 17. Praise the Lord. St. Luke, the 18th, verses 1 through 17. And the Bible reads, "And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge says, and shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? And he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, and one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithe of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. And they brought unto him also infants, that he would touch them. But when his disciples saw it, they rebuked them. But Jesus called them unto him, and said, suffer little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, For of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall in no wise enter therein. Amen. Thank God for the reading of the word of God. And I thank God for this beautiful passage of scripture in it, the two parables that Jesus gave. And the title of the message on this afternoon is The Benefits of Prayer. The Benefits of Prayer. And the theme is pray without ceasing. Praise be to God. So I thank God for just giving us the guideline of the word of God, the things that we are to follow. Praise the Lord. And how we can successfully receive the things we desire of God. And when I think about prayer, I looked up prayer or to what it means to pray. It means to ask for something or to offer thanks or praise God, to offer devout petition, praise, thanks to God. Excuse me. Praise the Lord. God bless little children. Suffer little children to come unto me. Amen. Praise God. I didn't expect them to come in, but thank God for the children. They need to hear the word, too. Amen. Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
That's right.
Thank God for them. They need to learn the ways of God. So I'm teaching them as well. So thank God for them, for the little children. Amen. Praise God. So back to the word of God. As I was saying, pray, what it means to pray when we ask something or offer thanks or praise to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we come before God with petitions. We come before him with needs and problems and troubles, but we fail to realize that there are key elements of prayer that we need to incorporate when we go before God. And those key elements are, I wrote down 10 of them that I'd like to share with you. And the first one is faith. The next is hope, humility, repentance, forgiveness, patience, perseverance, determination, endurance, thanksgiving. When we go before God and we're seeking the Lord for salvation, for joy, deliverance, healing, encouragement, comfort, and whatever else we need or desire of the Lord, we need to first believe that God is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And when Jesus gave this parable concerning the widow woman who went to the unjust judge, she had a need that only this judge could grant to her. So she went there with perseverance, patience, and endurance. And Jesus began to speak this parable to this end, that men ought always to pray and not faint. So looking at the word faint, we ought not to faint. And I have a definition of lose consciousness for a short time because of a temporary insufficient supply of oxygen to the brain. And when I parallel that in the spiritual sense, I see that as an insufficient supply of the word of God through faith to our souls, which can cause us to lose hope. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So we ought to be faithful and to trust the Lord so that we don't lose consciousness. Amen. Be spiritually aware. We need to always pray and not faint. As Jesus gave this parable, it was concerning a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And when we consider people like that, we already know that the odds are stacked up against us. But God can do everything. There is nothing too hard for God. There's no heart that's too hard that God can't break it up and soften it. Hallelujah. Because God has a way of moving that we can't even begin to imagine. Praise the Lord. So the widow in that city, she came to the unjust judge requesting that he avenge her of her adversary. She needed this protection. Hallelujah. And the Bible says he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, something caused him to come to this state, to come to this conclusion. Though I fear not God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. He didn't want the widow to get on his nerves because she kept on appearing before him. She kept coming back with the same request. She didn't give up, but she was determined to get what she needed from whom she needed it. And when we go to God with this determination, with faith, hallelujah, patience, humility, when we go to God, and we confess our sins and we ask the Lord for a favor. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
We know that he will come to our aid. He will answer our prayer. But as Jesus spoke this parable to the end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, so many of us have slacked up on our prayer. In other words, we're cutting off our spiritual oxygen that we need to our souls so that we don't lose spiritual consciousness. Amen. But to remain aware of our surroundings, that we have an adversary, the devil, who is going up and down in the earth, going to and fro, looking for someone that he can devour. But if we pray as Jesus encouraged us to pray, we will be on guard. We will be vigilant. Hallelujah. We won't be caught off guard, but we will be prepared for when the enemy strikes. For glory be to God. But we need to pray without ceasing. Hallelujah. In order to reap the benefits of prayer, we have to approach God in a certain manner. We have to come to the Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Knowing that God is the only one who can work things out for us. God has all the answers to our problems. God can fix every situation. Hallelujah. God has the power to deliver us from our bonds. Oh, praise God. He will give us encouragement. He has the power to heal our bodies and our souls and our minds. Praise God. He has the power to give us the things that we desire. But when we come to him, we must have a mind to repent. Oh, praise be to God. And also, a part of prayer is a relinquishing prayer. We give up everything to the Lord. We don't try to hold on to it and fix it ourselves. The woman who went to the judge, she didn't try to fix it herself. She didn't try to avenge herself, but she requested of this judge. Though he was unjust, she still went to him and requested it because he had the means to avenge her of her adversary. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. And just because he didn't do anything for a while, that might have been discouraging to her, but it didn't stop her from going back and requesting all over again. Oh, praise the Lord. And then Jesus began to bring out the significance of her continual going unjust judge. And pay attention to the description of the judge that Jesus gave. Here was a man that didn't fear God, and he did not regard man. So what caused him to avenge the woman of her adversary? It seemed like he wasn't going to do it at all. But God is not like man. Well, thank you, Lord. God is a loving God. And Jesus began to say here, hear what the unjust judge said. Oh, praise God. There's no comparison of this unjust judge with the true and the living God. The seventh verse, and shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? What a question. Think about it. Surely God will answer your prayer. He will come and see about you. He will stop by. Oh, yes, he will. And he'll lift your burdens. He'll stop by and he'll open that door that's closed in your face. He'll stop by, hallelujah, and he will make a way where there is no way. Oh, bless the name of Jesus, because there is no one like him, and no one can be compared to him. Oh, praise the Lord, and you being his own elect, surely he will not forsake you. He will not neglect you, nor will he turn his back on you, but he'll be there for you. Jesus said in the 8th verse, I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. And here Jesus says, nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? And that's what the devil is trying to take from people. He's trying to make people doubt. He's trying to make people not believe God and forget about what God has done for them. He's trying to make people get tired of waiting on God and don't have any patience anymore. Praise the Lord. And thinking about the word of God and how the world is in such turmoil, and the time that we are living in, we can see the signs of the time that we are living in, the end time. But people are losing hope. They're losing faith. Oh, all around, people are fainting. Oh, glory be to God. But we ought not to faint, Let us pray without ceasing. Oh, thank you, Lord. And keep on trusting in the Lord. Keep looking to him because he will not fail. He will not fail. We can reap the benefits of prayer. Oh, glory to God.
Yes.
So Jesus, he wanted to know, when the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith on the earth? So hold on to your faith. Don't let go of your faith, hallelujah, but hold on. No matter what comes your way, no matter how many storms rise in your life, no matter how many waves it seems to roll over your life, oh, praise God. Keep the faith and keep looking to the Lord. Don't stop praying, but pray without ceasing. Glory be to God. Stay before God in prayer. Sometimes we go to God and all we can do is say, thank you, Jesus. And we can't say nothing else. We just give thanks unto the Lord. I'm reminded of my daughter-in-law. She was in her teens, and she used to pray so earnestly. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. And she said one day she was in the house, and her dad witnessed it. She started thanking the Lord, and she couldn't stop. Oh, even if she wanted to or tried, she just couldn't stop. But when we go to God and we begin to pray, the Lord will take over in the prayer. Oh, yes, he will. And he will bless our souls so greatly and so tremendously that we don't even know what to do with ourselves. When the Lord takes over, oh, my Lord, it's just something the body can't really handle that well. The power of Almighty God. When he sent his power down upon us, oh, it's like we don't know what to do. The joy is overwhelming. Oh, my Lord, we just want to jump and leap and praise God. We want to scream out and shout praises unto him and give him glory and honor. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. So we ought to pray without ceasing and have these certain elements of prayer that will get us the results we desire. Amen. Praise the Lord. Going down to that second parable that Jesus spoke, the Bible says that Jesus spoke this parable to certain who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. This parable was directed to people who were lifted up in pride, looking down on everyone else, feeling like they're the only ones right, and despising others. And so Jesus spoke the parable saying these two men who went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a publican, and the publican would be who we call the sinner. And the Pharisee would be the Christian or the church leader or the churchgoer. And praise the Lord, these two men, they went to the temple to pray. And here the Pharisee or the religious believer, he stood and he prayed this type of prayer, saying, I thank thee that I am not as other men are. And began to name all the different ways that sinners are. And he was explaining that he fasts twice in a week. He gives tithes. And the publican or the sinner, he was just standing afar off. And he wouldn't even lift up so much as his eyes to heaven. But he just stood there. And he smote his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. He was willing to acknowledge that he was a sinner and he needed God to have mercy on him.
Yes.
He didn't have the mind to put down anyone else or to point out anyone else's faults, but he was mainly focused on his need for God to have mercy on him. Hallelujah. And we ought to go to God and acknowledge our wrong and ask the Lord for mercy. Oh, praise the Lord. And what happened when the two men left the temple? Jesus said, I tell you, this man, the one that asked God for mercy, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. The other one went down to his house the same way he came, unjustified. But this man went away a different way than he came, because the Pharisee, he exalted himself, but the publican humbled himself. And the one that exalted himself, the Bible says, shall be abased, and he that humbled himself shall be exalted. So the publican, the sinner, he was exalted by being justified in the prayer he prayed. Hallelujah. And the latter part of this particular passage of scripture where Jesus began to say that they brought to him infants that he would touch them. But the disciples, they didn't understand. And they began to rebuke the people for bringing these infants. And it didn't say teenagers or adolescents. It said infants. So these are babies. And they wanted Jesus to touch the babies. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. But Jesus called them unto him and said, suffer little children to come unto me and forbid them not. Don't children from coming to Jesus, for of such is the kingdom of God. And I believe here Jesus began to point out concerning the children, saying, verily, verily, or rather, verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall in no wise enter therein. There's no way that we can enter into the kingdom of God if we don't receive the kingdom of God as a little child. So then we must be humble. We must humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt us in due time. Praise the Lord. And this portion of my theme is actually the scripture that's taken from 1 Thessalonians 5 and 17 that says, pray without ceasing. And the 18th verse says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And so we need to learn how to be more thankful and go to the Lord and worship and praise his name. And while we are praying before him, while we're giving thanks, hallelujah, while we're glorifying him and worshiping him in prayer, many times God is already working things out. Whatever we desired of him or whatever our petitions were, he's already done it for us. Hallelujah. In many instances, when we go to God to petition him or to ask him for something, he's already answered before we even call. Hallelujah. He knows exactly what we need before we ask him. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
And so we have this access to the Lord through Jesus Christ, and we ought to take advantage of it each and every day. ought to pray. Pray earnestly, always, and not faint. Don't get weary along the way. Don't give up, but persevere. Have that endurance to hold on and a determination that you're going all the way. Oh, praise the Lord. Be patient and wait for the Lord, and he will answer right on time. He'll be right there just for you. He's that kind of God. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. I thank God for the word of God. And I know sometimes it seems like you've been praying and praying and just calling on the Lord, asking God, petitioning the Lord, and it seems like nothing is going to happen. It seems like it's taking so long for God to move. Oh, thank you, Lord. But let me tell you, God has not forgotten. God knows what you've been praying for. He knows the desires of your heart. And it seems like you just can't get your deliverance. Just seem like deliverance won't come. Seem like the healing won't come. The job that you've been desiring to have, it seems like it just won't come. Hallelujah. But I'm here to tell you to keep the faith. Keep on believing God. And know that God will never fail you. He will not let you down, but he will be there right on time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You just have to make up your mind that you're going to trust him. You're just going to wait until you hear from him. You're going to stay right there. You're going to keep on praying. If he didn't move today, you're going right back down on your knees and pray again. Hallelujah. You're going to petition him continually until he moves. Oh, thank you, Lord. The enemy might try to talk to you and try to discourage you and say, well, God's not going to do that for you. God's not going to move. Don't listen to him. He's a liar. Hallelujah. But you keep on believing God even if he hasn't moved yet. It doesn't mean that he won't. Oh, praise God. Whatever his will is, that will come to pass. Amen. And if we resolve within ourselves that we are willing to accept what God allows, hallelujah, we receive this peace on the inside, knowing that if he doesn't do it, it doesn't mean that he can't or that he won't.
All right.
Well, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But if it be his will, even his permissive will, we can hold on to that hope, knowing that whichever way God moves, it will be all right anyhow. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Just turn it over to Jesus and let him work it out. Let him figure it out. Let him handle it for you. Oh, praise the Lord. You don't have to try to do it yourself, but let the Lord do it for you. Amen. Go to him and leave all your burdens with him. Praise God. So at this time, there may be someone desiring to be saved, desiring to receive Jesus and accept him in their heart as their personal Savior. If that's you today, I want to encourage you to repent of all of your sins. Repent and ask the Lord to have mercy on you. Acknowledge, first of all, that you are a sinner. Acknowledge that you are poor and needy. And ask the Lord to forgive your sins and to take away your sins. Ask him for mercy today, and he will have mercy on your soul. If there is anyone with a special prayer petition, desiring something of the Lord, if you can only believe, that's all it takes. You just believe the Lord and trust him. He will do it for you. Glory to God. His will be done. Oh, praise the Lord. So at this time, if you're sick in your body, you also can trust him. You can believe him for your healing today. God has the power to make you completely whole. And if you've committed any sins or done anything wrong, just ask the Lord to forgive your sins and to take it away from you. Hallelujah. Sometimes we do things that God is not pleased with, but we are not always aware that God is not pleased. That's why it's good to ask the Lord for forgiveness. It's good to repent before him. And another thing is, if somebody has aught against us, we have to forgive them. We can't hold on to things that somebody did or said to us. Forgive and forget about it, because that can interfere with your prayer going through. The Bible lets us know, if you don't forgive men their trespasses, neither will your heavenly Father forgive your trespasses. Amen. So we have to be forgiving in our heart. Amen. Praise God. So at this time, let us put our minds on the Lord and let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you, O God, and we humble ourselves before you, and we ask for mercy. Lord, we ask that you will forgive us and take away all of our sins. Oh, my God, wash us and purge us, Lord. Move upon us in the name of Jesus. Lay your hand on us right now, God. We call on you, Lord Jesus, asking you for mercy and for grace. Oh, God, we pray right now on the behalf of those who are desiring to accept you as their personal Savior. Have mercy, Lord Jesus, and save them today. Lay your hand upon them right now, God. Move on them, Jesus, and receive them unto yourself. Oh, God, clean them up, Lord, and fill them with the Holy Ghost. Work on their lives right now, Lord Jesus. Lord, we come to you, oh, God, on the behalf of those who are sick today, Lord Jesus, praying, Lord, a special prayer that you will lay your hand on their body and touch them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, lay your hand on them right now and work a miracle. Oh, God, move in a miraculous way. We know you're able, Lord. We know all power is in your hand, and we're asking you to do it right now, God, while we're praying this prayer. And if they've committed any sin or done anything wrong, whatever you're not pleased with, please, Lord, forgive them and take it away from them. Oh, blessed Savior, have mercy, Lord Jesus. Please have mercy, Lord Jesus. We are praying, oh God, on the behalf of those who have a special petition or request before you, Lord. Those that are spoken and unspoken, we pray, God, right now in faith, trusting and believing, asking you, Lord, that you will grant them the petition that they have, that you will move and that you will work wonders. Let the glory of God be revealed. Let your powers be made manifest in the name of Jesus. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we bless your name. Hallelujah. Dear Lord God,
yes, Lord.
We believe you together, Lord. We're touching and agreeing on the same things. Oh, yes Lord Jesus. Send healing. Oh, my God, send restoration. Send your power right now, God. Give power to the faint. Oh, Lord Jesus, strengthen the feeble knees, oh, God. Build up those who were torn down, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen us, O God, where we are weak. Move in a mighty way, Lord. We ask that you will take control, that you will have your way, that you will let your word ever go out and reach the souls that are in need, Lord, who are suffering, oh God, who are discouraged. Lord Jesus, we ask that you will stay the hand of death to give somebody another chance, Lord, to repent of their sins. Give somebody a little more time to complete the work that you've assigned unto them, Lord. We're looking at you, Lord Jesus, and we are pleading for mercy. We're asking you for mercy today. Please, Lord, have mercy in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for our leaders. We ask, God, that you will bless them in a special way, that you will give them what they need in order to lead your people. Show them the way, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we believe you right now, and we are taking you at your word. Oh, God, ever have your way, and let your holy will be done. And, Lord God, whatever we didn't mention in this prayer that needed to be mentioned, for those on the prayer list, one by one and name by name, we pray, God, that you will move upon each one who is listed on a prayer list all around the world, that you will bless them and their families, oh, Lord Jesus, with the blessings that they stand in need of. Oh, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for grace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, hallelujah, oh, God, for forgiveness. We thank you for your love, oh, Lord. We thank you.
Thank you for your
we
love,
thank
Lord.
You for your goodness toward us, for
thank
your
you,
compassion,
Jesus.
Lord. We thank you
that's
for healing,
thank
Lord.
You,
we thank you for the saving of
yes,
souls,
Lord.
For the deliverance of the bound, oh, God, and for the healing of the sick. We pray, God, and we thank you right now. We bless your holy name. Now, Lord, we ask mm-hmm. that you'll accept our prayer, and that you will let your spirit remain with us. Let us feel your presence, oh, my God, throughout the course of the day and throughout this week. Oh, my God, let your presence remain with us in the name of Jesus. We believe it right now, and we count it as done, and we praise your holy name. We ask all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. Truly, we thank God for the word of God. We thank God for prayer. And we thank God for each one of you. And at this time, we're going to turn the broadcast into the hands of our host, Evangelist Khadija.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word of God. Coming through Evangelist Hameen, talking about the benefits of prayer and encouraging us to pray without ceasing. And those two parables that Jesus spoke, it showed us these things. You know, I like how Evangelist Hameen began to give the example of what it means to faint, how a person loses consciousness because of a lack of oxygen to their brain, and how we, as people, we can faint, you know, when we don't have the spiritual oxygen. She said that prayer, that faith in our lives to sustain our souls. And, you know, some might not understand the benefits of prayer, but there are so many daily benefits. You know, God, he heals us. He gives us our desires. He answers us. He's just there. He's just always there for us. And we have to do this. We have to pray without ceasing. You know, the prayers that we made years ago, you know, thank God for them. We have to continue that prayer, keep that open communication with God. And, you know, I just really enjoyed, she said so many things, even the humility in prayer, not looking at other people and saying, well, I'm so much better than these two. That's, you know, and boasting ourselves. And it's okay to boast in the Lord, but we're not supposed to boast of ourselves and say, I'm glad I'm not like thus and so. And because that could be us. That could be us. And, you know, we have to be like that publican or the sinner who had not openly acknowledged that he was a sinner, and he was so humble by his sin that he didn't even look up. I tell you, you know, he went down just, he was justified. He was justified, and this is how we have to be. I just thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Hub. I mean, I really enjoyed it. I thank God for this broadcast. Thank God for all things. Thank God for your listening ears. Vanessa Hameen, just want to encourage you, keep on preaching the word of God, and that's all that I have at this time. I'm going to turn the broadcast back over into the hands of Evangelist Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for those beautiful remarks and exhortations coming through Evangelist Khadija, and also we thank God for her hosting the show. We thank God for my co-host also, Evangelist May Edmonds. She was on early and led the prayer, and
yes.
I'm not sure if she's still on at this time and would like remarks, but we do thank God for her. Praise the Lord for praying under the anointing of God. I thank God for sending his anointing. Praise the Lord. So we do thank God for all of you, for everyone who is tuned in, who is listening. And we thank the Lord for your love, for your support, and for your prayers. Praise the Lord. It means much to us and to our ministry.
Yes, it does.
It's a great blessing indeed. And we are looking forward to being on the broadcast on Friday evening at 7 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. Praise the Lord. And I tell you, my soul is rejoicing. I am happy in the Lord. Praise God. And I'm happy to learn more about God. The more we go into the Word of God, the more we look into the Scriptures and dig into them, seek the Lord, search the Scriptures, the more we do this, God will reveal so much more to us. So let us keep it in mind how many benefits we can experience if we pray without ceasing. Amen. And pray incorporating all the key elements, what you desire from the Lord. Amen. So I do thank God for his precious word. Thank God for this broadcast once again. We're going to bring the broadcast to a close. Praise the Lord. Before I do so, I'm not sure if Evangelist May is on. Are you able to speak, Evangelist May?
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for the word of God that came through.
Amen.
Very timely message, very encouraging. And I thank God also for those remarks coming through Evangelist Khadija. We can't set ourselves up in, as though we think we are more than someone else.
Amen.
Not. And we can't say, well, because I didn't do this or I didn't do that, I ain't got to play
right.
that. No. We all have to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, because God, he looks down on us and he sees that we are nothing more than a worm, as was stated before. Yo.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for those beautiful remarks coming through Evangelist May. We just thank the Lord once again for this broadcast, and we thank you for your patience. Until the next time, this concludes the broadcast for this afternoon. May the Lord continue to bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. God bless you.